Peter Welch is the only congressman in all of Vermont. He's what we call at large. I guess I want to talk to you about impeachment, Peter Welch. You know, you've called for it. There are people like James Comey who are saying he shouldn't be impeached. He should be voted out of office. What do you make of all of that?
Well, here's my concern. The behavior that's most disturbing to me about President Trump is his attack on the independence of the Mueller investigation. That has been duly constituted. We know that there was Russian interference in this investigation. The only person who seems to be denying it is President Trump. And he's lunging from one tweet storm after another, basically attacking the Department of Justice, the FBI, but most significantly the Mueller investigation, even as the Mueller investigation has resulted in 13 indictments of Russians, convictions and guilty pleas of some people very close to President Trump. And the bottom line here, no one's above the law. The President of the United States is not above the law. So it would be an incredibly dangerous thing if President Trump fired Mr. Mueller. And that would be, in my view, and I think the view of many others, obstruction of justice. And I'm a co-sponsor of a bipartisan bill that would protect the independence of the investigation, of the Mueller investigation. It would require, if he's going to be fired, that a petition be brought to a panel of three judges, and Mueller could only be fired for cause. And basically, we're trying to send the signal to President Trump that if you don't have anything to hide, then you don't have anything to worry about. But don't interfere with the Mueller investigation.
But don't you think he has to? When I say, in other words, as the rope gets shorter and shorter on Trump, as more and more of this stuff comes out, the only way he can possibly save himself from the results of Mueller is to fire him.
Well, what you just laid out is something that is the path that President Nixon chose to take when he fired Archibald Cox in the Saturday Night Massacre.
That's right.
And that jolted members of Congress, including prominent Republicans, to say that this was a bridge too far, this constituted obstruction of justice, and that led immediately to the articles of impeachment. And President Trump, if he were to fire, essentially repeat history with his own Saturday Night Massacre, depending on what night of the week it was, then I think you'd see history repeat itself in Congress.
So, Peter, if you were giving him advice, if you were giving him advice, what would your advice be as the rope goes shorter?
My advice would be cooperate, and if you have nothing to hide, don't worry.
But he does have something to
hide. Here, if he has something to hide, he's not entitled to hide it, right? And the reason for that is that if anyone commits a crime, they're not above the law from the law enforcing the consequences.
Right.
And the president, above all, is not above the law. His job is to enforce the law, not demonstrate disrespect for the law. So President Trump is making lots of arguments against Mr. Mueller, complaining a lot about this special investigation. But the fact is that the rope is getting shorter. The fact is that there's enormous evidence of Russian involvement, and there is an enormous amount of smoke from close associates of President Trump who had some significant contact with the Russians. So it's a real question of the rule of law. And if the rule of law, which has been really bedrock principle in our democracy, core principle through Republican and Democratic administrations, that has been the bedrock of our democracy, we've got to protect it. And the president, if he's the one attacking it, if he does that by firing Mueller, then there's got to be congressional action and consequences.
What about the Comey argument that he's been making as he makes the rounds of his new book, that, you know, the American people voted him in, they should vote him out? What do you make of that?
Well, I agree with that. You know, this is essentially a question for voters. They did vote him in. But if you have independent action on the part of the chief executive, like you had with President Nixon when he was destroying parts of evidence, the tapes, and then when he was taking that affirmative step to fire an investigator, Archibald Cox, if you have that repeated by this president, President Trump, then just as in the Watergate era, this Congress has a duty to exercise its responsibility as a separate branch of government.
Don't you think?
So, yes, I'm for the voters ultimately having a final say, but I'm also for preserving the rule of law, the separation of powers, and Congress doing its job, not ignoring its responsibility.
Don't you think there's a different time between the Nixon time and this in terms of polarization, in terms of meanness, in terms of who the Republicans are?
It's hard to imagine that there was a time when the partisan divide was greater. But in fact, what gets us through these dark times is adherence to some timeless principles. And the most important principle in our Constitution is the rule of law. And also in our form of government, it's the separation of powers, the checks and balances. And Congress has been weakened because it has abdicated so much responsibility. And there are many of us, myself very much among them, who believe that Congress should be asserting its responsibility, like with an authorization for the use of military force, not just let the commander-in-chief get us involved in wars, 2,000 troops in Syria, on his own say-so without coming to Congress. But certainly on this question of a president interfering with a proper investigation, then the impeachment power belongs to the House. And the question is, would if there's an action by the president similar to what Nixon did, would we act? In my view, as we should.
So let me bring you to one other place here, and that is Comey himself. Do you think that, because many of us think that he cost Hillary Clinton the election, that he should be off the hook?
I'm not sure what you mean by him being off the hook.
Well, off the hook with the American people. He makes the excuse that, or he says, I'm not responsible for Hillary having lost. But I think he is.
Oh, I think Comey blew it. I think it was quite irresponsible of him, basically, to reopen that whole investigation and leave that as the last lingering memory just before voters went to vote, and then just 2 days before the election, clearing her.
And not mention Peter, what he was doing with, there was an ongoing investigation with Trump.
That's right. That's correct. So yeah, I think Comey's performance really breached FBI protocols. There has been a longstanding and I think quite appropriate tradition in the FBI that they were super, super careful that whatever investigations they were doing, they did not use them one way or the other to try to influence the outcome of the election. And the irony here is, you know, Comey saying that with respect to Trump and impeachment, let the voters be the one that vote him out. But in fact, when Comey was in a position where his actions had an impact on voters, he chose to, I think, act rather than show restraint. And I think it was very damaging and consequential. I agree with that.
Congressman Peter Welch is a Democrat of Vermont, in office since 2007. And Peter, we always want to thank you for coming on and giving us your thoughts. They seem very, very correct. When we come back the next time, let's talk about a whole bunch of different things.
Okay.